I'm Jim.
And I'm Frank.
And I'm Jerry.
And this is the JFJ Conspiracy Podcast, where the shop talk is rock. And it's been a minute, and I don't know which episode number this is. Do you guys recall?
90.
It is 90. Good. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. I tried to reach out to the bands and let them know we were going to be resuming, so I didn't get any resistance. So we will move forward.
Did you get any response?
I got response. I actually did. Cool. Yeah. So we've got.
But okay.
Yeah, I know it. We've got. It's been, like I said, been a few weeks. Our classic song, Way Back When. We had a riff that we're going to review. I've got a new one for you. Got a my classic album was In Through the Outdoor by Led Zeppelin.
I got to update the Jerrytron. I forgot about that.
But get that going. Fire that bad boy up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got a question real quick for you guys, and you should know this. Maybe not. Chet Atkins, Ann Murray, Lionel Richie, Brian Wilson, Michael Anthony, and John Taylor. What do they have in common?
Today is their birthday.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Matter of fact, my song today was picked directly because today is Brian Wilson's
birthday. I was wondering why you picked that song.
That was And they have there's a PBS special on them right now. Hour and a half.
A lot of Beach Boys stuff going on. Yes.
It's my favorite songwriter.
A true talent.
Paul McCartney's birthday was just the other day.
Right.
Really kind of a toss up between those
80.
Ann Wilson from Heart, I believe she was yesterday.
I follow her on Instagram. That's right. It was hers too. That's right.
So a lot of big names. Happy birthday to them all. And for the ones that aren't with us anymore, what are you going to do? It's
Chet Atkins.
My dad loved him. Yeah.
What's not to love? That guy couldn't, nothing that guy couldn't play.
No.
Right.
Very, very talented.
Look him up. Amazing, amazing guitarist.
Yes. Let's jump into a mail call. Jim?
You've got mail.
Okay. Not in the mail, but new muffs. I had to go out to Fingerprints Records and pay a minor premium for the privilege.
Yes.
Do minor and premium go together?
Well,
I guess that's like jumbo shrimp.
Anyway, re-release of Really, Really Happy on Omnivore Records.
Excuse me.
If you buy it in the actual brick and mortar record store, it comes with a bonus 7-inch.
Right.
Demos. EP. There's actually 6 songs on this.
Oh, that's the beauty of the muffs. Their songs are 2:30 and change.
Yeah, right in Jaime's wheelhouse. Yep.
I haven't thrown this on the turntable yet, but
All right.
Beautiful purple vinyl on the release in 2004 that came out.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
Yeah, I was looking at it from across the room and I could have swore it said 2014. 2004.
Same thing at our age. Yeah, 10 years don't make a diff.
That was something of a comeback album, too.
Right.
After a long hiatus.
The Muffs, 2004 Ode to Joy.
Yeah.
And I think probably the band's favorite record, right?
Might be. We're going to find out soon enough, I'm sure. So
why don't you plug that right now?
Well, I will say, and if you notice my shirt, Paisley Stage, Raspberry and Rhyme. I was invited to participate in a panel or on a panel to talk about Really, Really Happy. And we're going to record that next Sunday. And right off the bat, I'm so jazzed that they even thought of me. But we're going to have, of course, Jeff and Soraya's show. I'll be
beautiful guest. People. Yep.
Ronnie Barnett and Roy McDonald are going to participate.
Oh, Roy's on? Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah,
so I can't wait for that episode.
Yeah, that is okay. This is groundbreaking, and they may send me a cease and desist for talking about it too soon. But I'm excited about it. You know,
just wetting the appetite, man.
I can always buy Jeff a pastrami sandwich or something and smooth it out. So
absolutely,
and the beauty is you can hit him up right after we're done recording. And if you have to, you could just edit this whole thing out.
You're absolutely right.
Like it good never thinking. Happened.
Yes, good thinking.
Like nothing ever happened.
That's Mom. Right.
Ultraviolet Battle Hymns and True Confessions from the Dream Syndicate is their new album. Just got this.
That was a record store day release also, yes.
It may have been, but I got it through Bandcamp through them. Yes. Another beautiful album.
Nice.
Is that red or that looks like
purple? It's violet also. Yeah. And I know we've talked about this before. Download card. Huh?
Woohoo!
You know they're doing the right good thing with that because somebody wants to hear the digital stuff, don't want to play the vinyl or whatever, you can throw this right onto your phone, whatever listening device you have. But anything from Steve Wynn's always fun to listen to.
Yes.
Well, that's my mail call. So I know Jerry, I know you're wearing your mail call.
I got kind of a mail call technically, but I got this rockin' shirt.
Look at the cords.
The Cords UK.
Man.
To our awesome co-host, Jim Heimish Strong. And thank you. That was technically my mail call, gentlemen, after a month or so off the air. That technically was a mail call. And thank you very much, Jim. I like it.
Very welcome.
All right.
Glad you like it. Good looking shirt.
Yes, it is.
Great band. Great live band. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it. All right. Well, let's move on ahead. And Jerry, I know you've got some music for us. So
yes, sir, I do. About it. Jim and Frank, the name is Postal Scam, which doesn't make any sense. I'm kidding. It makes all kinds of sense. Artist out of Phoenix, Arizona. The name of the album is Postal Scam. Released May 13th, so last month and change. The song Frank is going to spin his screw head. And Postal Scam got back to us. We are a rock duo out of Phoenix, Arizona that started writing music last year. So for only being a year and change into it, darn good. We got Kyle Comperta on vocals and rhythm guitar and Adam Duplock on drums. They enjoy playing all sorts of rock music from punk, rock, garage, folk, and even some country. On this record, however, they were heavily influenced by the band named Ween, specifically on how to not be afraid to approach different styles. They recorded all the instruments on the record themselves, but plan to have a bassist and lead guitarist join us for live shows. Again, Postal Scam out of Phoenix, Arizona. We've got Kyle Comperta, vocals rhythm, and Adam Duplock on drums. And the song Frank's gonna spin is Screwhead.
postal scam with Screwhead. Nice, quick, and to the point.
Mm-hmm.
Jim, what are your thoughts on that?
Interesting, a little quirky. It reminded me of a few different things. It had sort of a...
It did go punk.
Like a punk rock feel, right?
Yeah.
A little bit of like surf punks. And yep. The kind of Screwhead thing reminded me a little of Ramones lyrically. Without sounding like the Ramones.
Right.
So it was good. I enjoyed it. Liked it. I thought it was well done.
Yeah, I like those guitars. They're fuzzy, but they're not. And they're fuzzy. Just
yeah.
Got a good sound to them.
Mm-hmm. You like the riffs.
I love the riffs.
Riff rock. Yes, sir.
That is true. And what are their social medias? Where are they available?
Sorry about that, folks, on Conspiracy Land. Again, that's Kyle Comperta, vocals and rhythm, and Adam Duplack, drums. Email is kylecompertaproductions@gmail.com. And then Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Postal Scam. So just think about why nobody got the birthday card that you sent with cash in it.
What?
A postal scam.
There you go.
Out of Phoenix, Arizona, been together less than 2 years, and they're putting it out there, folks. So sweet. Yeah, Postal Scam, Phoenix, Arizona. Yep.
Very nice. All right, check them out.
Thank you, Frank. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, our last episode, we had a riff that Jim and I were talking about, and of course, it went something like this. Now.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Now, you could say you've heard that before. And I think we all have, but which song was it?
Exactly.
Right.
Homeboys put that riff in three that I can think of.
Well, it belonged to School Day, Ring, Ring, Goes the Bell. And Jim and I were talking, it's quite possible that very same riff and get chord progression, everything else was the same in a couple other songs. Just the lyrics were changed. And that's Chuck Berry, though. And a lot of people messaged me in text and said, I know it's Chuck Berry, but I don't know which one.
I don't know which one.
Right.
Yeah.
So now this week's Name That Riff, I know Jim's going to get this right off the bat. Jerry might. It just depends on where
I
you
can't do it. Yeah.
When this came out.
That's true. Good point.
Let's give this a lesson.
Oh.
Okay. Now, classic riff, and if you know it, you know it. That's all there is to it.
Well, I wasn't in for a surprise.
No. not a terrible shock for you at all. No. So okay, that's this episode's riff, and if you know it, put it down in the comments, email us, let us know.
Classic.
Yes,
love classic.
Wow. Yeah, I don't know.
Don't know. Okay.
No.
Okay, moving forward, I've got a band out of Denver, Colorado by the name of MF Ruckus, and you can figure out what the MF stands for.
I love that.
Well, they do spell it out in some places, and they said this is the nice version. So,
Mother's Finest.
Mother's Finest Ruckus, yes. The song I want to play for you is Polly and Marie. These guys, I was reading on their website, and somebody wrote that if you took Ted Nugent and took all the racist garbage out of his mouth and just let him play, you'd get pretty much MF Ruckus. That's the type of band they are. And
so it's like the Nuge without the racism.
Yes. Yeah. So can't be a bad thing, right?
All right.
So the members are Tony Windy City Madman Lee, Aaron Howlin' Wolf Howell.
Oh, yeah.
Hulk Logan O'Connor and Tyrell Blonzo Blosser. And I guess he's got to be the drummer, right?
Has to be with that. Yeah.
With a name like Blonzo Blosser.
That's it.
This particular song was released May 4th of this year. It also features some keyboards by Will Snyder, some saxophone from John Hagel. And they've got some backup vocals from the Ruckettes. And that consists of Amber Rogue, Laura Zielinski Wilburn, Mandy Yochis, and Margaret Ann Simpson. I'll make sure they get their credit.
Wow, well done.
Hey, I probably screwed every last name up, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah, but you got it so confident that that's the whole idea.
That's it. When you mention backing vocals and go right through it.
Yeah.
It's like, dang. I don't know.
Frank's getting better. Yeah.
this was produced by Brad Smalling and MF Ruckus in Evergreen, Colorado at the Evergroove Studio. And I want to say they've got about 8 releases since 2013. Check them out on Bandcamp. But they're on Facebook, TikTok, Patreon, and they've got mfruckus.com, which we will definitely post with our show. But in the meantime, I want to play for you this song, Polly Ann Marie from MF Ruckus. There's MF Ruckus with Polly Ann Marie. Let's start with you, Jerry. What do you think?
I love that. And it is rather Ted Nugent-ish. I do like backing vocals like that, that aren't, you know, when they're coming. It's right. There was a couple times during that spin, Frank, I thought, and there was nothing.
Yeah.
And then I like backing vocals like that. Great music, great production. I like the humor. I like the words.
Right.
So, yeah, MF Ruckus. Well done, sir. Yeah. I like that. I like that. Yeah.
Jim, what do you have to say?
Straight up rave up. Boogie woogie rock and roll. Yes. I thought the sax was a nice touch in there.
I was right? Yeah, I was all ready for a lead guitar solo there. Same that was thing wonderful.
With me and the backing vocals. The whole time I'm listening to it, I just thought this would just be a riot, like live watching these guys live. I'll bet they're just a blast. They just sound like they're having a boatload of fun, right?
You need to check out their website, mfreckus.com. There's some live footage. It looks like their shows are a rock and roll party, as it should be.
Exactly.
Yeah. So check them out. That's MF Ruckus. And I think they've got eight different releases. Some are singles, some are full releases, but you can check them all out. They're all over the place. So I love the arrangement. Whoever did the arranging on the backing vocals and the music.
It was great.
Spot on.
Yeah, I didn't miss. Yes. But yeah, I loved it. Yeah.
Yes.
That was very cool.
Yeah, right on. Okay. Classic album. I chose Led Zeppelin's In Through the Outdoor. A couple of tidbits before we get into it. It came out in 79. It was recorded in Sweden at ABBA's recording studio. I think, that's pretty different, you know? But one of the things, and of course we know it was John Henry Bonham's last album, before his demise. But what I thought was interesting, I read this today. I didn't know this. You guys probably did. I wasn't aware. There were six different versions of the picture sleeve in the album.
Was it only six?
Six. And what it is?
Weird.
I did. I got my version, and that was all I bought.
Well, that's only one I knew about at the time.
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
But apparently the guy at the bar is reading a Dear John letter.
Yes.
And every photo is another person at the bar's viewpoint of him. Right. I didn't know that. I thought this is pretty artistic for the time, for 1979. This is pretty artsy-fartsy stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyways, I thought it was a real good album.
Cover may have been the most original thing about the record.
Right. Well,
I tell you what.
What do we do for the cover?
I went back to, I heard Presence. I heard Physical Graffiti, all those. But it was so keyboard heavy because at that point, you know, it was the new thing. And
John Paul Jones had a lot more to do.
Well, yeah, they gave him
on this album. Yeah.
A lot more time on the keyboards. I mean, it's drenched. But, you know, listening to them, they don't sound terribly dated, but yet you can tell it was an early stage of those synthesizers. So
I was incredibly, this album took a long time to grow on me.
Really?
Same.
Yeah. I was incredibly disappointed because I wanted every song to sound like Achilles' Last Stand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. They had moved on. They'd already done that. They didn't want to repeat it. And so, but I was expecting Zeppelin too.
Right.
It was a very different record.
The last
over time song, I learned to love it.
Yeah. But, the last song on the album, I got to look it up real quick. It was pre Honey Drippers. It could have been taken. I mean, the way it was produced and everything had the oversaturation of the reverb on Plant's vocals and the whole bit. And, just it was amazing. Like I said, I heard Presence a lot on that album, you know, with the way the songs kind of progressed and everything. But you nailed it on the head. You didn't really get anything new from Led Zeppelin on that album. It was just layered with some keyboards, you know.
I don't know. I thought it was very different for them.
You think so?
Direction. I think maybe because it was so saturated with keyboards.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I think it was a lot of mid-tempo rock.
Mm-hmm.
right? Like I was expecting a much more hard rock record. Right?
Seven songs.
Just hoping for. That's just where I was. Right. You know, as a kid, right?
That's where everybody was, Jaime. Yeah. It was this followed what Presence, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Song Remains the Same came out in between, I believe.
Yeah, but that didn't count.
I don't count that. Yeah. Thank you, Frank. Yeah, I don't count.
I not that it matters. Like I say, Physical Graffiti is my favorite Zeppelin album.
Same.
I love Volume 4, of course, or 4, however you want to whatever you want to call it.
Houses of the Holy,
I love. Houses of the Holy is a good album. But Physical Graffiti has such a wide variety, and it's a double album, and I can get lost in that album every time. Mm-hmm. And Presence was a lot harder. It was just a rock album.
But it also had straight up blues on it, right?
So exactly. So with that being said, my favorite song on In Through the Outdoor, Southbound Swallows. Oh,
cross modulation. And okay. It's already on the Jerrytron.
Put it on the Jerrytron. What was my favorite song in your, what'd you think there?
Okay, now hang on. For Frank, I picked
In the Evening. Oh, my goodness.
With an honorable mention.
Uh-huh. Oh, Suarez, there you go. Oh,
Suarez.
Yep. Very good. Very good.
Oh, Jim. I love this show.
Jim, what did you pick for me?
In the Evening.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, here we go, folks.
Okay. This is going to be fun because, Jerry, what was your favorite song on this album?
There's not enough room on the Jumbotron or Jerrytron to write it.
Mm-hmm.
But for years, Carousel Umbra.
Oh, okay.
I love everything about it. Now, when the album came out, heck no. What the heck is this? What is this? Nine hours? What is this? But now, I love Carousel Umbra. I love it. Everywhere it goes, to every path it takes me.
Now, no one didn't need it.
Guys, this is great.
You picked it, huh, Jim?
I said Carousel Umbra.
All right.
I'm there, really? I love it.
I didn't spell it right, but there it is.
No, because, you know, they're Brits. They throw an extra U in there all the time or something when it doesn't belong. But, I love it.
Okay, Jim.
I like that song.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
I like every song on that album. I really do.
Same here, guys. And Jim and Jaime nailed it. When it came out, I would play Hot Dog and take it off the turntable.
Oh,
and put on my Van Halen.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, what are they doing?
Hot Dog's a weak link on that album to me.
Right. That's probably my least favorite tune.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What was your favorite?
Interestingly, only seven songs on the
record. Seven songs, 42 minutes. But that's
42 minutes.
Yeah.
Carousel Umbra's 40.
Feel like you've been ripped off.
Yeah. Nah. What song was yours, Jim?
Okay, this is gonna surprise you guys.
Mm.
Big surprise here. I went a little ballady.
All of my love. I almost picked that for you, but I went with Fool in the Rain.
That was the other toss-up.
What's the Jerrytron say?
It was down to those two.
Guys, this is unreal.
That's hilarious.
I don't mind Hot Dog. It's just not my favorite one on the record.
Too country western for me. Too country western.
Well, to me, it's the only one with serious picking.
Yeah.
You know?
Speaking of Chet Atkins, it had that.
Right?
Had that feel to it. All right. That was great. The next album pick is Jerry's, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Let me bring up my, don't
reveal it yet.
Okay, thank you.
Because right now we have to hear from some new music from Jim.
Yeah, new music from Jim. It's a band I've featured before, Super 8. So it's Paul Ryan and Lisa Michaels. So Paul wrote everything, recorded, produced, whole nine yards, lyrics, harmonies, everything else written in conjunction with Lisa. This is a brand new, I'm like blowing it because like I don't have the title of the album up.
Universal Journey.
Universal what?
Journey.
Universal Jenny.
We're all pushing 60. We're all pushing 60. Folks out in conspiracy land, we're all pushing 60. So just allow this from time to time.
So I did mention earlier that the song I picked was in honor of Brian Wilson's birthday today. And so
you did say that. Yep.
So this is called California Road Trip. So go ahead and drop a needle in the groove there, Frank.
All right. There's Super 8 with California Road Trip from their album Universal Journey. That will be edited. Yeah, no.
That's what happens when we take some time off, guys. We get you know. But thing that I love about this, sorry to, you know me, I can't help but interrupt, was our picks on In Through the Outdoor. you're not friends with somebody for 40 effing years. And not know
you're on some kind of cosmic level.
We might forget some everyday duties, but we don't forget each other. So
that's hilarious.
Yeah, no worries. That was really, and I'm glad I wrote in on the Jerrytron, the honorable mention.
Yeah, you got it.
You know, because anybody can say it, but if it's written, you know, it's on an erasable chalkboard, it's permanent, obviously.
There you go for that time. Yeah. All right. Super 8. What'd you think of that song, Jerry?
I liked it very much.
Mm-hmm.
Very Brian Wilson, Jaime, you're dead on. Very Larry, very it almost feels like summer weather listening to it. I don't know if that makes any sense.
It's 95 out today, so
oh yeah. But it's I liked it. A little Well, what'd somebody say? Partridge Family-ish, Cal Still-ish, Beach Boy-ish.
It
very good.
Definitely very good. Had that 60s, 70s vibe.
Yeah.
To
it sounds very summery, I should say. Sounds very summery. Yeah.
Yeah. Bicontinental.
There you go.
Songwriting, because Paul's in the UK, Lisa's in California. So,
and I just want to say
miracles of modern science.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I follow Paul on Facebook. He posts some of the coolest stuff.
Yeah.
That's one thing I will say. Besides being such a talented guy, he posts some really thought-provoking and cool stuff on Facebook. So if you're not following him, you really should. And of course, you know, we've featured Lisa on a few occasions.
Yes.
With different projects. Beautiful voice. Beautiful. Good job.
Great harmonies. Find him on Bandcamp. The new album, you can do digital download for roughly $6.
Cool.
Can't beat the price. And great tunage.
No.
All right. That's Super 8. Make sure you check them out. Okay, classic album, Jerry. What do you got for us?
Guys, I believe we've covered this before way back a couple of years ago on our show. But it's a great rocking band. Had their heyday, mid-late 70s. Took a little break. Came back in 94 with the original members. And it's Foghat.
All right.
Return of the Boogeyman. About 94, I think it was. So they took quite a break.
Right.
I think I'm trying to think of the last one I bought from them. Might have been 82. And then, like I said, people came and went, whatever happened. But yeah, Return of the Boogeyman, Foghat, original members, about 94.
Cool.
And that's my pick.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah.
I like
speaking it. Of the boogie woogie rock and roll.
Yes, right. Sir. Yep.
It's funny when I get on the treadmill, a lot of times I go through iTunes and I try to find bands that I like and search for albums I've never listened to. And that'll be one of them because I
beautiful
the album, but I don't own it. So it'll be fun to be able to sit there and get a good listen.
It's a great revisit. Yeah. I agree, Frank. I think last one I bought from them was something shoes, new shoes, tight shoes, something like that. 82. Yeah. And that was it.
Tight shoes, I think.
Thank you for like.
I want to say,
12 years, and then this comes out, and I was like, "Oh boy,
nice,
yeah."
All right.
So yeah, Foghat, Return of the Boogeyman.
Oh,
I think like underrated band.
I would agree.
Yeah,
like kind of one of those bands that like, if you said like, "What's your favorite band?" Like, you probably don't pull Foghat out of the hat.
No, no.
But something was in everybody's collection.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
Well,
good way to say it. Absolutely right.
An awful lot like, say, Triumph.
I love my Triumph.
They had some couple of great Monster albums, and then, but they never hit that superstardom. And I know there's a documentary about them coming out pretty soon. I'm really looking forward to.
That'd be great to see. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I went through a period where I would have told people like, "Yeah, Triumph's my favorite band."
Really.
Yeah.
There's a little about
6 months there or something.
Yeah. Well, I always found it, you know, their guitarist was not a real big guy and he played sometimes that double neck Gibson. It was just twice as big as he was. And it just looked funny.
You know, weighed more, probably weighed more too.
Yeah.
And stellar guitarist.
Oh, awesome.
Rick Emmett. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Rick Emmett. The Game, Just a Game. Love that album. I put them in that Foghat basket because
That's very good, Frank. Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know if they ever toured together or not. They're different styles, but yet they're, you know, at that time they were rocking bands. So who knows? Anyways. Mm-hmm. All right. So our next classic album for episode number 91 will be Foghat, Return of the Boogeyman.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Good job. All right. Well, as we're heading out, Jim, do you have anything you'd like to say that you didn't say at the beginning of the show?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So you made it this far. Smash the like button, subscribe, ring the notification bell, leave a comment.
All right.
We'd love to hear from you. Tell us what your favorite Foghat song is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Take a guess on that riff.
Yes.
I'm never going to get that. I bet I didn't have that.
You might. You might let's
you know what there. Since you played it again,
let's sit back there and spin around for a bit. You got anything you want to talk about, Jerry, before we get out of here?
Folks, on Conspiracy Land, we had a little hiatus, took a break. It's good to be back. Episode 90. I love these two cats, they're my high school pals, but keep rocking, folks, out in Conspiracy Land. We love you very much, and thank you for listening and watching the JFJ Conspiracy Podcast, where the shop talk is rock.
Awesome. All right.
Thank you.
I look forward to the next episode. If there's anything else, Jim, what do you got to say?
I think the shop is closed.
you want to talk about, Jim?
Sorry, Jim.
Oh, yeah. we got to mention at the end of 89, we got a little taste of the new Shaken Abe. And that chorus.
Oh
my gosh. I heard that and I was like, man, that's AC/DC-ish, man.
Yeah. Well, hey, you got it. That's what I was going for. You actually,
I was like, man, that chorus is killing me. That's straight up Brian Johnson right there, man.
I appreciate that. That's exactly what I was going for.
You got it.
All right.
All right, guys.